when I went backstage interviewing the Beatles, they were taking their shirts off. They had their shirts off. They were just standing around in their T-shirts. And so I interviewed them, and we were talking with them and so forth, put them all on tape. And then I gave them the WPGC Goodyear switchers. I said, you want to take a picture with us? So they said, yeah, take a picture. So George Harrison and, George Harrison and John Lennon put the T-shirts on. And I said, okay, thanks very much. Take the pictures. Now, George Harrison is taking the T-shirt off to give it back to me.
Wow.
This was now how naive they are. Uh-huh. This is their first appearance in the United States. And I say to George Harrison, no, they're yours. I wouldn't ask you to take a picture and then take the T-shirt back from me. And George Harrison says, really? They're ours? You know, and John Lennon made some kind of a comment like, oh, this is the beginning, just the beginning, George, or something like that. And so now, for the next week, and in fact, that's how I ended up getting the job in New York. For the next week, they're running around, and they're on vacation after Ed Sullivan. They go down to the Bahamas, and I've got like a zillion pictures of them wearing these WPGC Good Guy sweatshirts. So now Ruth Meyer, who's the program director of WMCA at the time, she calls me up and she said, how did you get the picture of the Beatles wearing the sweatshirts? Because now by this time, they're really hip to what's going on. So I said, I asked them, and I told them the story. She says, come up and talk to me. And that's how I ended up going to work for WMCA.